focus back around to the big stories of the day. The Doug Steffen way of bringing you around to understanding what's really good for you. We know what's best for you. We know what's right for you.
Exactly.
We're on top of it. This is the 25th anniversary of the Exxon Valdez oil spill.
How many?
25 years ago today, Jennifer, the Exxon Valdez struck the reef in Alaska, the largest U.S. oil spill in history prior to the BP thing down in the Gulf. 11 million gallons of oil, which is about the size of 17 swimming pools, into Prince William Sound. The oil spread up and down the shoreline, killing thousands of fish and birds and other wildlife. Anniversary comes as scores of ships trapped by an extremely serious oil spill that has closed the shipping channel between Galveston and the Gulf of Mexico this past week. And as I have said many times in the past, and this is about as poor an example of government malfeasance in action as you could possibly find. The government of the United States of America sued the Exxon Oil Company, won a judgment against them of $6.5 billion to clean up or to pay for the cleanup of the mess. To this point, Exxon Oil has not paid 1 cent toward that $6.5 billion settlement. Instead, they have spent $6 billion fighting it in court, all of which is deductible on their tax returns and to the bottom line, but the fine would not have been. So there it is, folks. Those of you who love, love, love big oil and how proud you are of these great American corporations, we have many of them to be proud of. These boobs are not one of them. 25 years ago, $6.5 billion, nothing's been paid. All right? End of story. Next. 888, by the way, 302-3684. Kenny's going to give us an update on some of your comments. Facebook.com/Twitter. Facebook.com/Twitter. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day Show. Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Doug with the president and his wife traveling. However, there must be a rift between the two of them.
Da-da-da-da.
Because the president went east.
Uh-oh.
And the missus went west.
Really? It's almost like the Clintons used to travel.
Right. President
That's
Obama.
Exactly how the Clintons used to travel.
I think that's still how the Clintons travel.
I think Clinton used to go south, though.
And still may, as a matter of fact, Jennifer. Anyway, so Mr. Obama,
I wonder how much time they actually, how many days a year they actually spend together.
When they're together, though, they're warm and they're wonderful, Richie.
I'm sure.
Right. Hands and all that stuff. The Chinese president is going to be in Europe today, so he's meeting with the president. Meanwhile, the Chinese premier is with Mrs. Obama and the daughters. They're going to see the Terracotta Warriors. And I went to see, when I was in China, I went to see them. The world is full of stories about the Terracotta Warriors and what an amazing thing it is to see. One of the great treasures of Chinese history. And you can actually see them. You can go down into those pits where they are. And it's a very kind of rural area, a good deal away from Beijing. Just kind of a treasure. It sort of reminds you of something out of an Indiana Jones movie.
Speaking of monuments and treasures, did you see the story last week where the college kid was in Milan and wanted to get a selfie with a statue?
No.
And climbed up on it and broke the arm off of the 2,000-year-old statue. Or not 2,000, 1,000-year-old
statue. That is so typical, and that's why people don't like Americans, by the way.
You're right.
Thank God. It was a replica.
Really?
A replica?
A replica. I was going to say reproduction. It was a replica, and the real thing wasn't out there.
That is a perfect example of why people go, oh, the Americans.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I can't say that I know that it was
the Americans.
Well, I don't know that this was an American student.
But you blamed
on the Americans.
Yeah, college kids.
Poor, bad, ugly. All right, so we had March Madness, and everybody's paying attention to that. Meanwhile, the NFL...
Whoa, 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 wait.
Whoa, 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 wait.
when we did the brackets here
at
the network.
Yes.
So I didn't have time to fill out my bracket, so I just told the guy, I said, print out Obama's bracket, and here's my money to
enter. How do we know what Obama's bracket is?
Because he publicizes
it. It's on the whitehouse.gov, really? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he went on ESPN to talk about his bracket.
Right.
So... Yeah.
It's more important than dealing with...
All I'm going to do is say, oh.
So, I figured, here's the thing. It's like healthcare. If his bracket doesn't work out the way he wants it to...
He blames somebody else.
He can just make a law and change it.
Mm-hmm.
Or delay it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to win. How do you lose? I got Obama's bracket.
What was the name of Mini-Me's boss?
Dr. Evil?
Yeah, Dr. Evil.
I would like $1 million.
I wouldn't mind being Obama's mini-me.
NFL owners begin their spring meeting today considering 13 rule changes. One would allow a referee to consult with the NFL office in New York during a game if there is...
Oh, my God.
If there's some sort of irregularity in a call, let's call New York.
Oh, my. We're so afraid to make a mistake.
All right.
We don't want to make a mistake. Can we stop the game for 20 minutes while we call New York and get with the lawyer so we don't make a mistake?
So then there's a discussion on the crackdown on racial slurs and taunting.
15-yard penalty.
Right.
That's what they're discussing.
Some of the... rules that
I think that
changed.
Is so stupid.
The wussification of America and the NFL continues.
Right. Are they going to do that in the locker room, too? Because that's how those guys talk to each other. So is that what's going to happen?
5-yard penalty in the locker room because you said homie. I heard you say, what up, homie?
You get to take a cold shower, whoever it is that said that. Cold shower for you.
The dunce cap on.
Right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas.
No whipping that towel.
Would you like to get a good night's sleep?
Yes.
This is more aimed at mature men and women. I suppose maybe depending on...
I guess I'm out.
Well, say, that's none of us.
Age.
Do you have anything for immature men and women?
I think maybe you might be able to make this work for you as well, Jen. This is the story. That sounds like a beginning of some...
Once upon a time.
Yes, once upon a time in America, there were millions of men experiencing upset at night, and the ladies they were with upset at night as well because they aren't getting a good night's sleep. At the age that Richie is and Kenny is, these problems begin for people that are not feeding their prostate correctly. That's why the advice coming from doctors everywhere is to take PT9. PT9 has a wealth of benefits. Healthy prostate, normal flow, empty your bladder, all that stuff that you don't want to talk about. There's too much information. This stuff is guaranteed to work. Keeps your prostate healthy. If it's not a problem, you want to keep it that way. And that's what will happen when you order PT9 by dialing 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. PT9 will give you relief from getting up at night. There are a lot of people reporting great results, like fewer trips to the bathroom and feeling more comfortable and relaxed as you go through your day. That's the peak of satisfaction, as far as I can tell. 800-811-3790. More women call to order this than do men, interestingly enough. This is the latest in scientific research that sort of has put together the formula. Guaranteed to work. 800-811-3790.
Really?
No way. Hey, I'm American Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I
was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Massive Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks.
then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella, because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right, because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve, because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
This is not a drill. The Spring Into a Honda sales event means great deals on the Honda CR-V, the most durable, longest-lasting crossover in its class, loaded with standard features like a rear-view camera. Because who wouldn't want eyes in the back of their head? Head over to the Spring Into a Honda sales event for 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on IHS Automotive, Polk U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics, 1997 through 2012 for CRV and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Jennifer Warren, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen at 888-302-3684. Email to all or any of us at DougSteffen.com. There's an Egyptian court finding today sentencing at least 529 people. They are supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood. They've all been sentenced to death on charges related to violence, riots, that sort of thing, last August and September, the murder of a policeman. So they rounded up 529 suspects, tried them all together, found them all guilty, and they're all going to be executed. 529 people. So what does that do to those who are... There's a thing about the Muslim Brotherhood that people have. There are those who listen to some of the right-wing hosts who are going to say, wow, this is great, going to kill off those Muslim guys.
Well, I mean, they're not nice people, but I mean, this... This is kind of like a just line them all up and
yeah, it's
care.
Like the old firing squad. Yeah. It's like go back 200 years in history, and this is the way people used to get rid of.
Do we get involved? Is this like Germany and the Jews?
Oh my God, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
I've got somebody else we're going to get. The Muslim Brotherhood equivalent to the Jews.
Well, I don't mean to make that association, but I mean they're doing exterminations.
Yeah, let's get rid of the Muslim Brotherhood. So. What influence is doing that? How many of us are sophisticated enough to know about the internal workings of Egypt and whether or not this is just a surface? For most people, this is going to be a surface story.
And
okay,
how many of us can
Muslim
admit to them?
Kill them all.
Yeah, and how many of us can admit to ourselves that we don't care as much because they're quote-unquote bad guys?
If they were Christians, if the Muslim Brotherhood, this is all turned around the other way.
Yeah.
Muslim
I
Brotherhood
imagine.
Was going to wipe out 529 Christians because, can you imagine?
I can't imagine that there won't be some intervention here. Well, even as bad as these guys are.
Yeah.
Internationally, there's going to be some people going, whoa, you can't do this.
Hold on, yeah. But anyway, that'll be a subject of later discussion, Richie. Up to the minute, 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With a dada, rip it out. I got me a rock and roll band. It's a free for all.
Come again?
Well done, Ben.
Come again?
Rocker Ted Nugent in the focus. He just made $16,000 to not show up someplace.
I love that. I wish somebody would pay me not to come somewhere.
How do I get that deal?
The town of Longview, Texas paid Nugent $16,000 not to appear at their 4th of July festival. City spokesman said Nugent was, quote, not the right feel for this kind of community event. City reached a verbal agreement with him, scheduling him as the headliner who would play inside the Cobb Convention Hall and Activity Center during the Independence Day celebration this year. To break the agreement, the town paid him half of his guaranteed fee of $32,000. The mood in the town was very negative, anti-Nugent criticism about him. You remember what he said about Mr. Obama,
guys,
calling him a subhuman mongrel.
Right, and he's
bound to cost him some money. And this is
he's put himself out there as a guy that says some crazy things and gets himself in trouble. So
and forget that he'll hunt everything you've got to hunt when he goes to your place too. So maybe they just wanted to protect the animals.
Yeah, how much of that stuff is just? I mean, this is a celebrity who is he still good as a performer? Or does he need to be outrageous in order to get attention?
No, he's still good as a performer and can still get it. This is just what he really believes and what he really feels, and so he says it. He just says it.
Well, there are a lot of different ways of looking at this sort of thing. I think there are a lot of performers who think that they are best served, and so is their pocketbook, by not being vocal when it comes to things like this, because you're going to obviously...
Yeah, you keep your mouth shut.
Half of your potential audience is going to go south.
Ted doesn't care.
No, apparently
he
not.
He doesn't.
Okay.
But one of my favorite moments on this show ever is when he was on and I told him that you were a vegetarian.
Yeah. Ted Nugent with us here on Doug's Good Day. I happen to be not a pure vegetarian. I'm not a hunter.
But he is a member of the NRA.
I am a member of the NRA.
Well, Doug, you know, you're speaking my language because I love vegetarians. That's all I eat.
There you go. 888-302-3684. There's a search organized. People are planning to dig into a landfill in New Mexico for a rumored cache of what some consider the worst Atari video game of all time.
Oh, this wasn't the Malaysian aircraft. Okay.
No, this is not.
Not in the dump.
Not in the dump.
Not in the dumpster in New Mexico.
No. Fuel Entertainment and Lightbox Interactive are seeking to excavate an old Alamogordo landfill that was dumping ground for game cartridges from E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
Hmm.
Let's see here. Lightbox says the search has not been halted. A local waste management consultant filed an excavation permit addressing questions raised by the New Mexico Environmental Department. Spokesperson there said the agency was waiting on revised waste excavation plans. E.T. the video game, inspired by the movie, is said to have contributed to Atari's decline. So why would they be looking for these? What are we not being told in the story, Kenny?
They're doing a documentary on video games.
Oh, really?
And this was the beginning of the end for Atari. They made a terrible game, and they spent a fortune getting the rights to E.T. so that they could do it.
Ah, that didn't work. All right.
No.
Poll today at DougStefan.com. Where did you buy, or where did you last play a video game? A, on your phone. B, on your gaming system. C, on your computer. D, on your television. E, at some arcade. How many people play video games? Richie, you?
I played them with my son last night for
Kenny, you play
minutes.
Video games?
On our gaming system.
I play Word with friends on my phone.
Yeah.
Really?
What I play
you,
word games, Jennifer? Too. I'm with Ken on my
really?
Phone. But only
so
word
I'm
games.
I'm the odd man out. I never would know how to do any of this stuff and really don't have much interest in doing it.
You'd probably be good at the word games.
You think so?
Yeah.
He makes his own up, so why not?
Everybody's heard about the word. 28 after on Good Day.
A walk with a good companion is a wonderful thing.
When you take a walk in the company of Robert McFarlane, you're going to learn about geology, biology, botany, history, literature.
And there's so much to the ramble McFarlane explores in his new book, The Old Ways.
Really, it's a journey into the mind.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
The writing is just exceptional. It's just an utter delight and a pleasure to read.
AARP editor Alan Fallow.
He's sleeping outside and he wakes up to a kingfisher dawn.
And streetlights in the snow glisten like furnace sparks.
I recommend this book to readers, to walkers, to non-readers, to non-walkers, because it's going to give you a new way of viewing the world.
The book is The Old Ways, A Journey on Foot. It's the story of both exterior and interior landscapes. It looks back to where others have walked before us and how we follow in their footsteps as we also lay down our own new trail. For our descendants to explore. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without...
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
After the hour. It seems like I just said 33 after the hour a few seconds ago. Doesn't it really improve you, honestly? Doesn't it feel like
time flies?
It's going by very, very quickly.
Day by day.
Day by day. Okay.
These are the days of your life.
Here is something that you may or may not find interesting and important.
Oh, I love these.
From the Did You Know and Do You Care Fact Department. Did you know that you can smell 1 trillion smells?
Did you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
I believe that it is it's the compatibility. I don't know that you do smell, but you're capable of smelling 1 trillion different smells.
You know where you can smell them all?
No, where's that?
New York City.
Yeah. Really?
Every smell known to man you can smell in New York City.
Except fresh air.
Yes.
No, no, you can get some fresh air. Go out on the Staten Island Ferry. Or go up into Statue of Liberty. Jennifer.
Did you see the new...
let's just have a laugh for a second and get it out of our system. Okay. All right. Now, Richie, you have a question for us.
There was something running around on Facebook this weekend of aerial views of the 20 coolest aerial views of things around the world. And one of them was Central Park.
Really?
So it's a straight up like satellite shot.
Mm-hmm.
But close enough in... to where the buildings all look like kind of like blades of grass because they just kind of pop up out of the ground.
Right.
And then there's this big green field in the middle of it. And it's a really neat thing. And if you haven't seen it, search it. It's very cool. But then they have all these pictures of all these things around the world. And Dubai is really kind of wild. Amazing. Looking from straight up. It's really neat stuff.
Yeah. Well, let's do our grateful post on Facebook, Kenny. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. With Dudley here on the Good Day program, I've asked you to post on Facebook every day or as often as you can think about it. I'm trying to do it every day. Don't always succeed with that. A grateful post. What are you grateful for today? Post it facebook.com/Good Day Show on your own. Share it with us. Today I am grateful I do not bet on sports. Very grateful for not being a bettor on sports. As a matter of fact, I'm not a bettor. I've never been a gambler. The most money I ever lost in my life was when I went to Las Vegas the first time. I lost $347 and decided
you remember exactly?
I do remember. I was in the Sands Hotel.
Same way.
Yep. Remember it. I remember I was with Barry Locke, who was a former Secretary of Transportation in Massachusetts, who took a bribe, went to jail for 18 months, and then he came to work for me. And I took him to Las Vegas.
That's smart. So far, this sounds very wise.
The guy was very.
What could go wrong?
Smart guy. What could go wrong where? With that. Okay, next. As long as we're in Boston, let's talk about Whitey Bulger. How many people remember the story of James Bulger, also known as Whitey, one of the most notorious crooks, criminals in the history of modern America, happens to have been a Boston boy, and because he said he didn't have any money, this is what I don't get. They found how many millions of dollars stashed in the wall of his apartment here in Santa Monica, but he didn't have any money, so he hired defense lawyers, or somebody did, the state of Massachusetts, paid, or you and I as taxpayers, I'm not sure whether this is federal money or state money, $2.7 million.
Yeah, that's the bill that the lawyers have sent to the federal government.
All right. Federal dollars.
Right.
Okay.
$3 million.
By the time they're done, witnesses and all the other stuff,
they will be sending a bill to the United States federal government for Whitey Bulger's defense, $3 million.
$3,016,669.12, to be specific.
Don't you think the person that's paying to, like, knock off the witnesses could pay for this bill? Because didn't somebody knock off a witness?
Mm-hmm. And knocked off plenty of witnesses.
Here's what I don't understand. Why does Bulger get J.W. Carney Jr. and Hank Brennan and Associates as his defense lawyer?
Get some first-year flatfoot.
That works for the government. That works right. For the federal government.
Yeah.
Why, I don't understand why he got these
Neither
lawyers.
Does anybody else.
So they hired all these experts and people to come in and testify for this, and somebody they paid $25,000 for this expert and $50,000 for that expert. I don't get that. Why he doesn't get just the, if I don't have any money,
right,
I get the same public defender that...
Well, it might as well have been, because the results are the same. He got two life sentences.
Right.
He's going to go to the federal penitentiary in Tucson. He got convicted of 11 murders. So he's done. He'll be never get out of jail.
Unless he can break out.
Wow.
Cost for transcripts, $36,000.
Yeah, nice, huh?
Cost for experts, $249,000. Get this, $666.06.
Right.
Weird.
I need somebody to tell me why he gets that caliber of defense.
You don't need anybody to tell you anything, Richie. You'll take what they give you and like it. 888-302-3684. Okay. Let's find out what former President Jimmy Carter is up to. Of the three really horrible, or four really horrible presidents in my lifetime, he's the best of them in terms of being a human being.
Hey, if you ever
George
want
Bush would be in there, too, as a good human being. Barack Obama's a good human being.
If you ever want to relive your years under Carter, go to Costco and get in the gas line. It's like insane. I think Carter's still president at Costco. Uh-huh.
That's the same way out at the Costco that you were at?
Oh, my God. It's awful. Because it's like you save a couple of cents and people are all over it.
I went by the Costco near our house yesterday, and they just installed the gas station like a month ago.
Oh, forget it.
There are six lanes,
and
there are 8 to 10 cars deep.
Absolutely.
You would think that they were giving away the gas. Mm-hmm. I do not get it. What could be so attractive?
It's a psychological
thing. It's about 4 or 5 cents cheaper. My dad does it.
You're blowing 45 minutes of your Sunday to save $2.
Plus, how much is being lost in idling the car while you're waiting to get into the pump?
And while we're here, I posted a picture on my Facebook page yesterday because I went to the BJ's gas station where it takes me 10 minutes to get in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And check which side of your car the gas pump is on.
That's so annoying. I saw you pull in.
Would you please?
Okay. Or if you know, you
who
can do
doesn't
an arrow.
Know what side of the car the gas is?
Just check which side of your car the gas goes on.
You're going to get in front
There's
of
an arrow. You don't even have to get out and look anymore. So the arrow points.
I posted this on my Facebook page, and I did not know that, Jennifer. If you look at your gas gauge.
Yeah, there's an arrow.
There's an arrow that tells you what side of. But for some reason, I didn't.
I didn't know
what side of my car.
Wait a minute. Oh, wait a second.
Actually, wait. Mark this down. What time is it? It is 40 minutes past the hour.
You knew that. Where is the arrow? I've never noticed that.
I know something about cars that you guys didn't know.
Rent cars when I'm out here. I don't own a car in California, so I'm always renting
cars. Oh, you just look at where the gas gauge is.
I always, when I'm going in to get gas, I open up the door and look around behind
idiot.
Me.
Idiot. Me too. Idiot.
So it's always on the gas.
Just look at the gas gauge on your dashboard, and really? There's a little arrow that points right.
All right. So that means I quit for the rest of the day. I'm leaving. This is the best and most important piece of information that any of you have
That's
gotten
what I said
me
yesterday.
Over the past 4.5 or 5 hours.
This is the most important thing.
He posted it on my Facebook page, and I'm like, I had no idea there was an arrow. No. So sure enough, I walk out to all of my cars and look at every single car, and sure enough, there's an arrow, and it points to the gas cap.
Camaro?
No, not on the Camaro.
Probably on newer cars, but at least for, I mean, in my entire life driving,
don't rub
from
it
the
in.
90s
okay.
on.
We've given you praise. That's
all right.
So have you given me praise? Can you say this? Jennifer, you knew more about cars than we did. Let me
just
hear
you
it
knew
one more time.
About this aspect.
Come on,
cars.
Say it.
Jennifer, you know about more about cars today than we did.
Thank you.
Kenny, did you know that?
I did.
It doesn't help, though.
Anything away from Jennifer.
The person in front of me in line at the BJ's will not know this, and they will pull up, and they will go, oh, I'm on the wrong side.
Okay, the reason we're having
this
conversation.
Excuse me one second. I need to move my car closer.
This is, we started talking about Jimmy Carter, and all we can remember are the gas lines from when he was president. Anyway, Mr. Carter thinks the U.S. intelligence agencies are spying on him.
And he's probably right.
He is. So he doesn't use email because he doesn't want government spies reading his mail.
He uses email, but when he contacts foreign leaders, he sends a letter.
Right. He told Andrea Mitchell that. Very hard-hitting interview, no doubt. All right, I believe.
You know what else is interesting is that Barack Obama does not reach out to him for any kind of information.
No, nobody did.
He says most of the other presidents did.
Yeah.
But President Obama does not.
No, he doesn't like him.
I would imagine he probably doesn't ask a lot.
Bill Clinton didn't ask him for too much advice either. Because every time he sees Bill Clinton and he shakes his hand, he goes to the bathroom and washes his hand.
That's kind of chilly.
Right.
Relationship.
All right, let's see here. We got 17. Where do we have? 17 before the hour. Coming up. Have you done your taxes yet?
Nope.
If you have not, be careful because there is... You may be fortunate you haven't done your taxes yet, because if you had before you got this information, you might have gotten it in the neck, if you know what I mean. 17 before the hour, as I said here on Good Day.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow your roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't wanna know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
What if you could combine the two most powerful diet ingredients into one incredible weight loss super pill?
We've done just that. For the first time ever, the miracle fat burner in a bottle, raspberry ketone, has been combined with Garcinia Cambogia, described as the holy grail of weight loss, to bring you the world's most powerful diet pill. Get your phone ready, because we're releasing free bottles to the first 100 callers. But wait, we haven't just combined the two most powerful weight loss ingredients. We've combined the seven most powerful ingredients. Green coffee bean, African mango, moringa, saffron flower extract, and glucomannan. All the hottest clinically proven weight loss ingredients combined into one fat-shedding super pill. We call it the Skinny 7 Super Supplement, and it's available for the very first time. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll rush you a free bottle. Call 1-800-514-1021. Find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-514-1021. 1-800-514-1021.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Afrin No Drip starts relieving nasal congestion in seconds, keeps working for 12 hours. Please use it as directed. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jennifer Rich Kenny with the story of this season's biggest, most fraudulent escapade, with the IRS being the victim. Tax season. How many people spent this past weekend doing their taxes? Raise your hands, please. Another, what, 3 weeks to get the money in. You don't have to file, but you got to get the money in. Anyway, this scam involves repeatedly filing fake tax returns electronically and getting refunds within days. It's so enticing, it has attracted suspects not typically associated with what we refer to as white-collar crime. Fraudulent filings seeking tax refunds based on stolen identities. Matter of fact, last week, a couple of members of this this gang, I always love it when they say alleged crack-dealing gang, these guys were indicted on charges. They also are running a tax refund scam. Suspects typically steal lists of names, social security numbers, that sort of thing. They file large numbers of electronic returns claiming refunds and start getting money before investigators actually get to them. You know how fast the IRS is. Unless you're forming a 501c3 for right-wing political purposes, they don't look at these things for years.
So,
sometimes.
Let's review what we've got here.
Okay, Rich.
This is so easy to do.
Yeah, it's simple.
It's so simple to steal money from the United States Internal Revenue Service that crack gangs are getting into the business.
Yeah, they can do it.
Guys who are all high on crack can go out and get this money stealing venture going.
So where do they get the IDs?
Easy.
That's what I want. They buy them from these people that are stealing them from Target? Where do they get the IDs and the social security numbers and stuff?
I think it's pretty easy, actually. I mean, you can steal mail. You could just, you know, I mean, a lot of times.
Do you use your social security number online, Jennifer?
Do I online? Not really, no.
Richie, do you?
Well, I mean, if you have a credit card, they have your social security number.
Yeah.
Yes, everybody does.
No, I don't.
Do you have a credit card?
Do I have a credit card?
Do you own a credit card?
I have three credit cards.
Then your social security number is available online.
How's that?
Because they have computers which are available online.
Yeah, they're not keeping all of your credit card information in a file folder.
Right.
It's online.
It's not a piece of paper. It's in a computer. That computer can be hacked.
Yeah, but these guys are not smart enough to be hacking those computers.
No, but somebody else is, and they're buying the information.
And they're buying the information. That's the point. All right. So they're buying
information. They're just crack dealers. The only thing they are capable of doing is stealing money from the IRS once they get your information.
Right. And so the IRS isn't going to find them because they're using phony.
Isn't that amazing, though?
How are you going to find them?
It's that easy.
They cash this check to put them in the bank. It's, you know, yeah, it is amazing. And we have all this high-tech stuff out searching the middle of the Indian Ocean with even a submarine chaser now. They have a sub which goes underwater. It can go down further than a human sub.
I've got the fix for finding the Malaysian airliner.
How's that, Rich?
Get the crack gangs in Miami to go find it. Apparently, they're pretty brilliant.
Right. Sounds like a great idea. It really is pretty silly, though, when you get down to it, isn't it? Huh? Think about that. And what a ruse all this stuff is about protecting you. And oh, God, it really is pretty sickening when you think about it. how many people, how easy it is to do yourself in. That's why I don't use, but as Richie sort of pointed out, maybe
you don't
have anywhere protecting
you.
Right.
Yeah.
51 at the hour and good day.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Never quite as good.
It's the opening number in the Muppets movie from this weekend, The Muppets Most Wanted, which was the number two movie this weekend. Number one was Divergent. Jennifer will have the update because Chuck Curry is off today with the number of... I went to see... actually, I saw both of them. I liked it as it began. And then when Ricky Gervais showed up, I didn't...
Well, you know you don't like him.
Didn't like him.
Why would you go see a movie with somebody that you know you don't like?
Well, because I went to see...
That you will not be able to ever come back.
He was killing time to get his full value.
Do you want me to answer the question, or do you want to keep grilling me?
The premise here is that you will not be able to overcome the fact that you do not like Ricky Gervais.
And I like the Muppets.
And you love the Muppets.
Love the Muppets.
Muppets.
Yeah. Muppets. Right. Love the Muppets. Them too. So, weekend... Here's how it presented itself. I've been trying to see Son of God for about 4 weeks, and I haven't gotten myself around to it. And I called Meredith, and she said, well, maybe it'll still be in Florida next week when I get there. Okay, so I went in, and I wanted to see it, and I couldn't see it for... I was there early, and so I went in to watch the beginning of Divergent, and, excuse me, I was so appalled by it. I don't know the story of Hunger Games, but I had conversation with somebody after I left, and they told me this is sort of a knockoff. And the young lady who played the lead looks an awful lot like Jennifer, what's her name? Jennifer
Lawrence.
Lawrence, yeah. And I can see where this may have been sort of a knockoff. Anyway, so I went into the theater where The Muppets Most Wanted was showing. And it was cute. The premise was pretty interesting. But Ricky Gervais so annoys me. And he didn't even play it well. You could tell he was in the studio working against a green screen and not really interacting because they put this stuff all together.
Right.
He was acting without the benefit of the Muppets.
Let me turn this movie around for you.
Okay, Rich.
How was Tina Fey?
Tina Fey was very good.
Yeah.
And Ty Burrell?
What did you... who said to me she was the... was that you, Richie? Who did I talk to yesterday about this?
Not me.
I said she was our... No, it was Bob Kay who I was talking to about this because he had been to see The Muppets.
Don't say that she's Lucy. Because she's not Lucy. Okay.
No, no, that's not what he said.
Oh, Jennifer getting all
now,
protective of Lucy.
Mm-hmm. What did he say, though? Now you made me forget about who he compared her to. Anyway, she's good. She is good. Whatever she does, I think is
good. She's good in everything.
And there's some, well, one of the cute things about the Muppet movies are all the cameos from various people. Sean Connery is in this.
Really?
Yeah. And it goes by so fast you may not see it, but he's there. There are a lot of actors who are household names and faces who play the Russian prisoners.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was just funny.
Everybody wants to be in a Muppet movie.
In a Muppet movie, of course. Why not? Yeah. All right. So Jennifer's going to actually give you the numbers in a moment here on Good Day.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer. Insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down. Copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat. Transformer blows. Transformer blows. Facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Really? No way! Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
That was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Hi, Jen, you got 60 seconds to give us the actual numbers.
All right. Well, the top five, Divergent was number one, making $56 million this weekend. The Muppets.
So that would be all young girls and boys 18 to 30, probably.
They killed it. The Muppets came in second, but only made $16 million, really? About $16.5 million. Number three was Mr. Peabody and Sherman, making $11 million this weekend. 300, Rise of an Empire was at number four with $8 million. And God's Not Dead, that was number five, also making about $8.5 million.
The Kevin Sorbo movie.
That's right.
Yeah, an interesting find. That was very.
Son of God's still there, hanging in. It was number 11.
What are the other movies in the top 10 quickly?
Number 6, Need for Speed. Number 7, The Grand Budapest Hotel. 8, Nonstop. 9, The Lego Movie. And 10, Tyler Perry's.
The Grand Budapest Hotel intrigued me. That came out of nowhere. Nobody's done any promotion for that. But looked kind of an intriguing
story. Yeah, it's an indie thing with a bunch of big stars in it.
Yeah, right.
Well, Indies making a lot of movies now. All right, so 59 past the hour. We've taken up enough of your time for this hour on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.